Okay. This Shabbos we'll read Parshas Nitzavim, Bez Hashem, which is the last Parsha of the year in terms of the Jewish year, Tavshin Ayin Beis. So this is the last Shabbos of the year. Parshas Nitzavim is always read on the last Shabbos of the year prior to Rosh Hashanah. Sometimes it's doubled up with Vayelech, sometimes it's not, depending on whether there's a Shabbos in between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, like there is this year. So we have Nitzavim separate from Vayelech. And the Pasuk says in Parshas Nitzavim, the first source, Zoran Paraklamet Pasuk Vav, a famous Pasuk, because it appears in the Slichas, and the Davening Yom Kippur, Umo Hashem Elokecha es Lavovcha ves Lavav Zarecha Zarecha La'avo es Hashem Elokecha b'chol Lavovcha b'chol Mavshecha l'man Chayecha. Usually translated, Hashem will circumcise your heart to the heart of your children, meaning He will see to it, He will arrange that you will love Him, and love HaKadosh Baruch with all your heart, with all your soul, in order that you might live. And again, it's a famous pasuk. It's in the Parsha Satshuva. It's in the section of Parsha itself, which is known as the Parsha of Tshuva. Some people say it every day at the end of Davening. It's printed after Shachas. But commenting on that pasuk, again, the Devarim Perek Lamed Pasuk Vav, the Bala Turim writes in the second source, Es Levovcha Ve'es Levav Roshei Tevos Elul. Reish Tov is Roshei Tevos for Roshei Tevos. So it says Roshei Tevos Elul. The word Elul is hinted at in the words Es Levovcha Ve'es Levav from that pasuk. And then that's the Rosh Tevis of Eli, right? There's several of them, Anila Dodiv Dorili, others. But this is one of them, Eslav Haveslav. So Baal Torah writes, Lechach Nogu Lahashkim Ulispala Slichas Me Elol Ve'elach. Based on this, a remnant says the Baal Torah for the notion of getting up early to say Slichas, starting the month of Elul and on. Then he quotes another remez from the Pasuk in L'David Hashem Ori, right? L'chein lule hamanti los betu Hashem. Lule is the word Elul backwards, right? Lule hamanti. Fine. But here, the appearance of the words es levokov, es levav, in the Parsha of Tshuva, says the Baal HaTurim is merames on the notion that Elul is a month of Tshuva, and therefore we have the idea of getting up and saying Slichas to the month of Elul. So, being that we're in Parshas Nitzavim, and we're in the midst of the couple of weeks of Slichas in advance of Hashem Kippur, I thought I'd talk about one aspect of the Inyan of Slichas, and that is the question of Piyutim, that are recited not only in Slichas, but in the Yom Ha'Noraim liturgy as well. We say many piyutim in the Chazaras Hashatz, and another place in the Davening, some people in Birchas Kriyashma, on Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. So I want to talk a little about this idea of piyutim. Before we do that, though, I just want to note a couple of things about Slichas per se. It's important to recognize that the concept of saying Slichas in advance of Rosh Hashanah and Kippur is not mentioned anywhere in the Gemara. We don't have such a thing known as Slichas that's mentioned, not explicitly, in the Gemara. What we do have in the Gemara is the recitation of Slichas with regards to Slichas and Tachanunim, but we have Tachanunim and Tefillah, but the concept of saying Slichas, getting together to say Tefillah like that from before Shem Kippur does not appear anywhere in the Mishnah and the Gemara. What we do have is in regards to a Tainus, a fast day, and when we speak about Tainus, we're not talking about here about the fast days that we observe with regards to Churban HaBayis, such as the Shavuos of Thomas, Tisha B'Av, Tzom Gedalia, and Asar Teves. When the Mishnayos and the Gemara is speaking about Tainus, they're talking mostly about fast days that were decreed because of a drought, because of a lack of rain in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael depends very heavily, to this day, on the rainfall for its agriculture, for water to be provided. That's, the land needs it. But every few years, we hear, even over here in America, they're talking about the problem, not enough rain, not enough water in Eretz Yisrael. I remember that just this past summer, beginning of the summer, my sister was here in Eretz Yisrael, my son's husband. She's here with her family, so they were staying, sleeping in the next room in our basement. So I went downstairs to empty the dehumidifier. I put it down the sink, down the slop sink in the by the washer and dryer. She said, "Nurse, you saw we never do that. We have to do it. We're watered along with it. Nice. You use the right. Okay, you take the dehumidifier water out and pour it down the drain. That's all. You use it to water the lawn.
I went okay. Inside the house, to turn on the water, wash my face. Turn on four quarts. Said, "Why are you washing your face? Well, the water's not anyway.
Right.
Just turn on a little water.
Yeah, that's what they do. They're used to that. It's a different style. But anyway, Eretz Yisrael needs the rain, and the water is important. So sometimes when it was a drought, and Eretz Yisrael became severe, they would declare public fast days, and they would different levels of fast days. So I printed the long Mishnah in Maseches Tainus. Not even the whole Mishnah. It's a very long Mishnah. Daftes Vav Mer Aleph and Tainus, source number 3. And you'll see why I printed it, because you'll see certain things that are reminiscent of our Slichas. that we're familiar with today. So the Mishnah says, Seder Tanius Ketzad. And we'll look back and forth. The Rashi there is in source number four. So we'll look back and forth between the Mishnah and Rashi. The Mishnah says, Seder Tanius Ketzad, Motzira Sabtevel Chovashal here. What did they used to do on these fairs? They would take the table. The table is the Aron Kodesh. They would take the Aron Kodesh out of the shul and bring it into the plaza, the street in front of the shul. Because the assumption being it was such a big crowd that it would have overflow, they'd be outside of the shul. And so they would feel like almost like having a rally. They would bring the Aron outside, okay?
Doesn't it demonstrate a certain, major problem for the community?
Right, that if they don't even go into the shul, everyone comes together, right. And then it says, V'nosnin efer makwa gabeteva. They would put ashes on top of the Aron, the sign of Avelos. U'b'rosh ha-nosi, and the head of the Nosi, Rosh ha-bezin. V'cholecha becha nosin rosh, and everyone else would put on their head. Hazokin Shabahan, the prominent Talmud Chacham, Omer Lefnei Dibre Chavushin, he would get up and he would say moving words, inspiring people to do tshuva. Achino, he would say, brothers, Lo Nemar Ba'anshei Ninveh, it doesn't say about the people of Ninveh, of whom we read on Yom Kippur and Mincha, Maftayona, right? It doesn't say when they did tshuva, Vayar Lakim is Sakom is Tanisom. It doesn't say that a Kodesh Baruch Hu noticed that they were wearing sackcloth as a sign of the mourning, they were fasting. Ella by Arla Kimis Maseyam, Hashem saw their deeds. Kishov Midakamara, they did tshuva. And another pasuk, Kabbalah Omer Bekiru Lavavcham Abidechem. That's an after of Shabbat Shuva of Yoel. And Amdu Bitzul, then it would Davin Moridim Zatev Zokim Rogi Yeshabonavei. So Rekam, the biggest status, the biggest Talmud Chacham, the Chazan, and so on. And then he would say the Davening Va'Omer's name Esrim Va'Arba Brachos. We used to Shmona Esrei with 18 brachas. They added another one, so we have 19. On this occasion, they would say 24 brachas. Would be a 24 brachas Shmona Esrei. Namely, says the Mishnah Shmona Esrei Shulchal Yom, the usual 18. And Mosif Alein Od Sheish. They would say another 6 extra brachas. Elohim, here they are. Zichronos Ushofros, says Rashi. Zichronos Ushofros, Kol HaPsukim Shomim Rosh Hashanah. The Zichronos Ushofros that we know from Rosh Hashanah. And they didn't say Malchios, because that's got nothing to do with the fast day. Malchios has to do with Hashem being proclaimed as the Melech, so that's unique to Hashem. But Zichronos, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers everything, and that He's aware of our deeds, and we ask Him nonetheless to remember the Bris, Zochar HaBris, and Zochrenu B'Zikaron Tov L'Fonecha, etc. That's appropriate for this day, so that we say the Zichronos as one of the brachas on the fast. And Shofar is also petitioning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shofar, fine. And then, it says in the Mishnah there, and he'd say certain chapters of Tehillim, for example, Tehillim Kuf Chav, El Hashem B'Tzaros HaKarz HaNeini, Kuf Chav Alav, Esrei Na Laram. Those are Tehillim we still say today. When Rachman Otzlan, we have to get together, say someone's sick, or someone there to make a get-together in the shul to say Tehillim. You say these very same Kapitel of Tehillim that are identified here in this Mishnah. And then it says, Memanakim Krosich Hashem, Tzilo Anikiyatov, all the familiar Tehillim. So it's old practice. And what it looks like, huh?
Him is a very big Tehillim song.
Okay, right. But, anyway, my point being that what was this get-together Tfilas summarized by or characterized by? Psukim. They would say certain chapters of Tehillim. And then, Rabbi Yehuda disagreed with Zichron Shofros again. He would have other things. I don't want to go into the exact details of Mishnah. But then it said they would end the bracha with certain phrases. Each of these 6 brachas would end with certain phrases. So it says in the Mishnah, skipping a couple lines, Our Rishon Omer, and this again is familiar to us, Mishonah Savron Bahara Meriah Huyana Eschem Mishma Bekol Tzakas Hamayom Hazeh. Very similar to what we have at the end of Slichas. Mishonah Savron Bahara Meriah. We have it here. And then they would say, Bracha, Abracha Toshem, Goyal Yisrael. Then Al Shnich, that's where that was the point in the Shmona Esrei where they inserted these extra brachas after Goel Yisrael, before Refrainer, just like we put Anenu at that time in the Shmona Esrei. Ben Goel Rofa, exactly. So Rishona,
you
have to
say
Slichos
on
Matinus
after Slachon.
Right, well that's the original. That's a Slichos from Slachono. Okay, but anyway, my point again, you see these words, and then you would say in a second, Al Shni O Mishon Esrei, say, Oh Yamsu Fu Yonaschem, Yishma Kol Tzolam Azeh. Bruchat Hashem Zeruch Nishkachos. So Shlish is Omer Mishon Yeshua BeGilgal. Right again, we say these phrases ourselves in our slichas. And the next one is Mishon L'Shmu Shmu BeMitzpah. And after that, the Mishon L'Shmu BeCarmel. And Shish Mishon L'Shionim BeHadoga. Slightly different. There's a point before. Slightly different. They're more or less the same idea. Or the last one, Mishon L'Shavre Shomer BeRobi Shomer. So Rashi has a whole fifth calculation. Well, what's the Rishona? It's you're starting from Goel Yisrael. Okay, we don't have to necessarily go into all those details. But first of all, the second Rashi printed there, El Hashem B'Tzarosli, Kulon Hayin Mizmorim. All these paragraphs are Mizvar from Tehillim. Okay, and then Rashi explains how each one of these different psukim relate, or different concepts, whether it's Yam Suf and Yoshua ben Gilgal, El Bar Carmel, all these things were, when the Kodesh Baruch Hu answered these people, and relates to the theme of that particular bracha. Rashi spells it all out. Again, we won't go into it in detail now, but that's the Mishnah in Tainus. I point out that Mishnah because what seems in that Mishnah clearly is that the slichas, these are slichas. They were getting together for the purpose of doing tshuva. It's exactly what we would call slichas, even though the Mishnah doesn't use the name slichas, but that's what they used to do. And what did the slichas consist of? It consisted of a lot of Tehillim. It was kapitlach of Tehillim, chapters of Tehillim. That was a major part of it. Now, there's another relevant Gemara that's on the next page, source number 5. Gemara in Maseches Megillah, Daf Lamed Amud Beis. The Gemara there is also describing the practice. Anyway, it says over there, Misayla Rahuna, the Amar Rahuna Mitzafra Kinufya. Okay, this is talking about the procedure on a fast day. So Mitzafra in the morning, Kinufya, they would get together. Heichav Rashi explained in source 6, Mitzafra Kinufya, Me'asvin b'nei Adam u'bod kinum ashirim geish bottom aver v'yachtalu. They would do investigate. They would said that back in that in the other mission also, that they would try and figure out what are we doing wrong as people, why are we being punished this way as a means of doing tshuva. Okay? Then return in the morning. Then from the morning till half the day, they would investigate Mila de Masa. Rashi says Mila de Masa. Bodkin in Tia Verbi Adam. What Aver are we doing as a community maybe that needs to be rectified? Okay, this is all different forms of Cheshvan Nefesh and Tshuva. And then later it says, Revi Yom Barachim Vayikru, or Besefer Torah Shem Elokeim. And they would read from the Torah, and they would say vidu, and they would bow. That's also a form of slichas. So there you see what are the slichas consisted, also psukim from the Torah, but also that they would say vidu. So that's another point within the slichas.
So the concept from Nineveh, or from Yonah, from Yonah, the Goyim, Bodek Masav, mm-hmm. They found Yonah.
Right, but that's what they did also, Bodek Masav, yeah.
The Rambam says, it's Koboy Olam, everybody.
Right.
Question,
now,
how come they don't know about it? That's why don't we tell them about it?
Not a problem. Not for tonight. Look in the seventh source, Tosa Avodazor, Achet Samad Aleph, Dira Masle Imbo, Loma Achat, Filosof, Kisere Makim, Purim Omer. So it mentions that Gemara, a person is allowed to add at the end of davening, in what we call a kainetzor, you're allowed to add whatever, any day you're allowed to add whatever you like. You put all your requests there. You can even add, the Gemara says an exaggerated statement, you want to add like the Yom Kippur, you want to add the whole Yom Kippur davening, add whatever you like. Mashma says tosal, but emtsa filosolo. You're not allowed to add things in the Shemona Esrei. Now, then he says, Umasha nogu ato betanios beizu hey, shenogi laharch besuche de rat, besuchamu betslichas, bebricha slach lano. There it is over there, bebricha slach lano. So how do we add things into the Shemona Esrei? It says they're supposed to add at the end. So it says, ikon ever the tzibur shiny. Different when you're talking about a personal request or a tzibur request. Okay? And but my point is, Tosus here already mentions the notion of slichas in the brach of slach lano. But again, what was the slichas? It appears that it was psukim. In fact, we find in the ninth parak of Ezra, printed in source number 8, in the ninth parak of Ezra, it didn't answer.
No.
Okay, good. So it says in the ninth parak of Ezra. It says this was a situation that Ezra nothing to do with Hashem Kippur. Unfortunately, many Jews in that time were intermarried. So Ezra reports, speaking of the first person, take a look in source 8, Chalos, Eile, Nigshuela, Sarim Lemor, Lo Nivdulu Ha'om Yisrael, Ba'akonim, Ba'alavim, Ame Arotos, Kesavosem, Laknani, Achita, Priza, Avuza, Amoni, Hamavi, Amitsu, Amori, the Jews, even the Kohanim, even the elders, they all married non-Jews and so on. As it says in Pasuk Beis, Kinosu, Mibnosem, Lahem, Lahem, Yisarvu, Zera, Kodesh, they were intermarried, they were assimilated with the non-Jews. We think that's a new problem. It happened in the days of Ezra too. And so, I heard about this as Ezra. Karati is big D. I tore my garments, right? And then I dive in. And then it says at the end, I fasted. We'll skip to the last, second last pasuk. Hey, over Minchas Arab, come to me, Tanisu, Vikari, Bigdom, Meilu, the Echra, Birka. I got on my knees. The Ephrasa, Kapel, Hashem, Alka. I called, I spit out my hands in prayer to Hashem. The Omra, look at pasuk, a pasuk which we also know. Elokai, Bo Stephen, Echlamti, Laharim, Elokai, Po Panay Alecha, Ki Avonoseinu Rovu L'mal Rosh Hashmoseinu Garba L'shvan. It's also in Aslichus, that pasuk, right? So you see that these were, how did people call out to Hashem in those days when they said these special tefillos? Again, no reference to Hashem Kippur so far. Slichus was psukim. They would say appropriate mizmor from Tehillim, or as it perhaps compose his own. So the idea of slichus. Hold on a second, right? But that's where that, the way that's going to get to that. Okay, right. But what I'm forgetting to, we say psukim too, but we also say these piyutim, which seems to be later on. But first, again, before we get to the actual piyutim, the fact remains that the concept of slichus, with regards to, as far as the Gemara and the Mishnah is concerned, is found by a Tainus. Right, but not necessarily from Yom Kippur, it doesn't appear. So when does it appear? Where do we find the slichas that are recited? So in the Otzah Gaonim, in Rosh Hashanah, you don't have it in the computers, not on the sheets, it's the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Yud Ches, and there quotes all the Gaonim, but I printed the Rosh quotes it. The Rosh writes in Simon Yudalad of Parag Dalad of Rosh Hashanah, source number 9, Amalei Rav Kohen Tzedek, one of the Gaonim, Minig B'shtei Yeshivas. Right, in Bavel there were two prominent yeshivas in Surah and Pumbedisa. So a lot of times we find recorded minik shtei yeshivas. The minik, those the yeshivas in Bavel, and those who followed the yeshivas in Surah and Pumbedisa, right? Those are the two yeshivas. So the minik, many years, yes, many centuries. Yes, Surah Kohenet, I think was they say was when Yechezkel came after Chum Bayis Rishon. They said Surah is a long time. I think now the oldest university is what, Oxford, I think, is the oldest university. This surah, I think, listed maybe longer. I don't know. Surah is a long time. But that's called the Minig Shtei Yeshivas. So Rav Kohen Tzedek, one of the Gaonim, said, the Rosh is quoting from somebody else, he says, Minig Shtei Yeshivas Lomar Tachnunim Dehani Asara Yom Shebein Rosh Hashanah Kippurim. That, and not in the Rosh, but in the Gaonim, is the Rosh is quoting the Gaonim. And the Gaonim is the first time we have an explicit reference to saying Slichas between Hashem and Kippur. Okay, and only says he between Hashem Kippur. So it's my tshuva. Haven't said anything about before Hashem yet. Okay, v'chein Omer of Amram Rav Hai. Those are the great Gaonim. Rav Amram Gaon has like that. Rav Hai Gaon. I thought I brought the Otzar Gaonim with me, but I don't have it. You can take my report. It's in the Otzar Gaonim. Quotes there. Rav Hai Gaon said it. Rav Amram Gaon said. However, and then he says, Aminah Glomar Tachlun Behani Asar Yom Vechud V'Shamina. We heard the Mitzvahs Asurvos. So there are some places. Kaimim Rosh Chodesh Elul. The Gaonim writes, we heard about some communities where the minig is already starting on Rosh Chodesh Elul to say slichas, which of course the minig is starting them to this day. Okay, but they're already also ancient. In other words, these Gaonim, Rav Amram, Rav Hai, Rav Kohen Tzedek, they all said the minig is during Aseres Yom Tshuva, but the Rosh records from one of the Gaonim, we heard in some places where they say slichas already starting Rosh Chodesh Elul. Why? So he explains, because that was the day Moshe Rabbeinu went up to get the second set of the luchos. Okay, if you do the math, to figure out the timing, so we know that the Mamre Hasina was Vav Sivan. Vav Sivan was the revelation of Hasina, right? And so 40 days after that, Moshe came down with the first Luchos on Shavuos Betamas, and that's when he saw that the eagle had been made, so he smashed the Luchos. He went up a second set of 40 days to Davin, that from 18th of Tamas to 29th of Elul, to 29th of Av, I mean, to get Slicha and Mechil and Kapor. He got that, then he went up a third set, starting with Chodesh Elul, to Yom Kippur, to receive the second Luchos. That's why Yom Kippur is the ultimate day of complete forgiveness. Good.
So,
right, Yom Kippur is a full mountain tower. That's what some say. The meaning of eating on Yom Kippur is like eating on Shavuos, Yom Shemitah. Anyway, not for now. But the point is that this is, now that at the very end, the Rosh quotes La Ritz Geis, this is all from the Ritz Geis, one of the early Rishonim. He says, V'anan, says the Ritz Geis, min hagenu mehanach tekaim in Rosh Chodesh Elul. And our meaning is takkah to start slichas beginning of Rosh Chodesh Elul. The Rambam does not paskin that way. The Rambam in Source 10, Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Gimel, Halacha Dalad, the Rambam writes, "Umitnei inyan zeh nagul kol beisola harbos pitztoka over ma'isim tovim v'latzok b'mitzvos me roshana v'kanipurim yetsim mikol hashana." Because of the importance of these days, the minigan call yisol is to give extra tztoka and to do more ma'isim tovim and to do mitzvos in the between Hashem Kippur more than we do all year. V'nagul kulam lakum b'layla b'asara yamim elu l'spalo b'batei knesios b'divrei taklum b'kibushim ad sheyor hayom. The minig is to get up early in the wee hours, right, and to say slichas until daylight, until daybreak. That's the Rambam, because notice when. Again, the Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim, these 10 days. So the Rambam held like the other view, that it was not a din in Elul, but it was a din in from Rosh Chodesh Elul. Now let's go back, now let's look at the tour. Huh?
Is what he held or when he's
reporting was the practice, but it seems that he agrees with it.
Right.
You're right, it doesn't say this, but he doesn't mention the other practice, it doesn't record it. Okay, now, The tour in our Chaim Siman Tov Kuf Pei Aleph. Now that's what cool. We started at the beginning of the year with the Bala Turim. It's the same person, right? Rabbi Yaakov is on a rush. The Bala Turim on the Torah is more of a, you know, a work that has gematrias and hints and remos. And the tour, of course, is a legal work. And the Bala Turim there said on a part of the source back in source number 2, Es Levochov, Es Levav from our Sedra is Vashetavis Elo, Lechach Nogam Hashkim Slichas Me Elo Vaela. But he didn't say when Elo. But in about in the tour, and that's still our Chaim Siman Tov Kuf Pei Aleph, he writes, Vomar Rav Hai, Minig Lomar Tachnun Mahalach Asorim Lechud. He quotes the same of Haigon, the minig is only during the 10 days of Asayas Mei Tshuva. V'shamana, but he mentions also, the mikvah sasavasa kamar shkodesh elo. Okay, v'amri did, because Moshe went up and so on. In the middle of the second line, he quotes that same from the Rosh, that the minig is shkodesh elo, but then he writes, o minig ashkenaz, but minig ashkenaz is the following. You know, that's, some people have that minig shkodesh elo. Some people, again, are the Sardim, that is their minig to this very day. Okay, the Sardim say Slichas starting on Shchodesh Elul. Minig Ashkenaz says the Torah, when do you start? It depends. Keshachal Rosh Hashanah b'yom hey o b'Shabbos. When Rosh Hashanah, the first day of Rosh Hashanah is a Thursday, or Shabbos can never be a Friday. Har Luach, first day of Rosh Hashanah can never be a Friday. So it can't be a Thursday. So if Rosh Hashanah is a Thursday, meaning Wednesday night, or a Friday, or Shabbos, I mean Friday night. Right, so Oz Maschil b'yom Rishon Shalafana of Lamo b'Shmar Zaboka v'Omer Slichas u'Tachnunim. Then we start Slichas the previous. The very previous Motzei Shabbos last Sunday, you know, late at night, Motzei Shabbos into Sunday, and many people fast and so on. Ukeshechal Rosh Hashanah bebeis or gimel, like this year, when Rosh Hashanah falls on a Monday, Sunday night, Monday, or Tuesday, Monday or Tuesday, which can, it'll never fall Sunday, never fall Wednesday either. Oz maschil Rosh Hashanah shlifnei Shavua, shechal Rosh Hashanah yos b'tocha, like we did this year. Then you start on the Shabbos before the Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah, previously, and that's what we do. That's what it says in the Torah, and that's how to paskin the Shulchan Aruch or Chaim. So it's 12. Tovku peyal sivalev. No again. Lokom bashmoras lo mar slichas utachnunim. Vershchodesh elo the elach ad yom kippurim. That's the mechaber. Mechaber pasheh that view. The minig is to say slichas from shchodesh elo till yom kippur. And that's what Sardim do. Says the Rama, O minig ben Ashkenaz ain't okay. That's not the minig ben Ashkenaz. We do something for shchodesh elo, namely. We begin to blow the shofar after Tzul Shachris, right? Okay, the Yesh Mekomo Shetop and Gamke and Arvis, other people blow the shofar in the evening. But Omdim Bashmar, I don't know, there's Milcha though, not Meir, bro. Yeah, he means in late afternoon. But Omdim Bashmar, Slomar Slichas, Beom Aleph Slav from Rosh Hashanah. We start saying Slichas early in the morning, the wee hours of the morning, on the Sunday before Rosh Hashanah, Saturday night, Slav Sunday, or Vimcha Rosh Hashanah, Bezo Gimel, like this year, Monday, Tuesday, Oz Meskim Yom Aleph. Gimel Yom Yom Aleph. I'm sorry, Shavuot Shalom. Fine. So Amaisa.
Thinking that could be that you mentioned that always we find slichos in Tachanun by Yom Tainis.
Right.
Amaisa is that Asayas Mei Tshuva.
People fasted. Yeah, in a Chanamia.
That is a ganze zachen the Shoshona. You should fast or not.
Right. The whole time we're allowed to fast on Shabbat. That's what some people say, the 4 days.
4 days is
right, 2 days of Shana.
2 days of Shana Shabbos.
And the Erev Kippur. Right. So that's they get 4 days before Shana. What is it?
It's a Yom Tainis. It's Yom Tainis.
Right, Erechanam. It's a good hour.
Then I was thinking, going to that, I was thinking always that the Ikke.
Oh, so okay, good. Segue. It's on the Gedetu. So what is Slichas? Right. So we'll see. We're not going to talk about. So what is the main emphasis of the Slichas? So we have the Psukim here in Psalm 13, Parshas Kisisa, Shmos, Perk, Lama, Dalet, starting with Pasuk K. Vayera Hashem ba'alam va'isa tevo Hashem va'ikra v'shem Hashem va'avor Hashem ba'alam va'ikra Hashem Hashem k'rachem v'chanam erach apar v'chesir emes right notes ches alaf v'yom as you're going with how exactly you count you're going with us not exactly my problem right now okay and then at the end Hashem the toes of it I think I once found 15 different sheetahs how to collect them okay how to count them exactly which words count as one and two whatever not as I once I spoke with many years ago Shabbat Shuvah but not for now anyway those are the psukim so there here comes the famous Gemara in Torah 14 Rosh Hashanah that uses animal base had the pasuk not said we'd not even be allowed to say these things. Kadosh Baruch Hu sort of dressed himself up as a word, a talis, whatever that means, like a chazan. The Herolo Lamosha, here's what's important to us. The Herolo Lamosha stayed at Tfilah. He showed Moshe how to daven. Omar Lo, and he said, Kol Zman, she saw Chotin, whenever the Jewish people sin and are in need of Slicha and so on, Yasul Fana Kaseda Zavani Mochalev. Let them do this and I'll forgive them. Then explains, Hashem Hashem, and you code them a chait, code them shech to Adam, and Rach Shech to Adam, Yasa Shuva, Kerach HaMechana, it says, Omar Yehuda, Bris Kruso is Shoshe Midas, She'en HaChoz Yisreikam. There's a special bris, they never come back, because that right, that's because of Pasuk Yud, in the previous verse in 13, and he said, it's bris, because Baruch Hu promises, that's what Rashi says in 15, Bris Kruso is Shoshe Midas, Halolo, She'en HaZkir Mishra, Batulah, Tanisam, E'en HaChoz Yisreikam. Because it says, so that's one mucker. So what then becomes it's the magic words, right? Slicha is the centerpiece of the slichas. Now would seem to be the Yudgim Widos. That's what it's all about. Everything else is secondary. There's also an interesting Medrash I printed in source 16. Medrash Talmud Be'Elio. It's Elio Zuta Parsha Chav Gimel source 16. Davar Acher Yancha Hashem Yom Tzara Haya David Yodea. David HaMelech knew she'asid beis hamikdash yoschare v'karbonos betelan b'avonoseinu she'b'avonosein shal Yisrael. David HaMelech knew that one day would come the beis hamikdash would be destroyed and it wasn't yet built in his time, but it means that the beis hamikdash was going to be built, would be destroyed, there'd be no more karbonos. V'ha'am itztar al Yisrael, he was felt dead. V'omar v'shar shat tzaros bo'os al Yisrael mi mechaper aleim. When it's going to be tzaros, who's going to atone? There's no more beis hamikdash, no more karbonos. It's going to be right. The David HaMelech was a navi, so he saw ben nevuah. It was going to come this time. So he said, who's going to be mechaper? Don't worry. Shekvar Gilisi Sidre Slicha LaMoshe. I already explained back to Moshe Rabbeinu what the process should be when they need Slicha Martilo, and I told them. B'shoa Shatzaros Boas Al Yisrael Yamdu Lefona Yachad Baguda Achas. All the Jews should get together at one. B'yomu Lefona Sidre Slicha Vanios. Again, the word Slicha. Sidre Slicha Vanion Alam. Echad Gila Gila. Amar B'yochan Avav Hashem Avikra Avav Pona Vayikra Melamet Shirak Chavish Bo Barafo Shokas Shich Tzibur. It's very similar to that Gemara. And so on. So we say slichas, and that's all we need for the moment. So lemaisa, we have this these makaris that what becomes the centerpiece of Yud Gimel Milos. What else is there in slichas? So we take a look in the early siddurim. Take a look at the Machzavitri and some Machzavitri, huh?
A name.
Right, Tzukim. Oh, so let's see. So the Machzavitri. Machzavitri. Yeah, we'll get that in a second. Machzavitri is not Machzer like Rashaim Kibbeh Machzer. Or shows we know Machzor. Machzor means the cycle of the year. Right. But it's much as halachas. It's Machzor means the year cycle. Anyway, more than that. So the Machzavitri Simon Kuf Lamed Dalet, right? Dugma Lezer, source 17. Hister of Enoshoma Zatzal, which may mean Rashi. This that probably does, because the Machzavitri is mit Talmidim of Rashi. These were Talmidim of Rashi. So they will put together Machzavitri. So it says, Dugma Lezer, Hister of Enoshoma Zatzal, Beseda Psuke Slichas. Here the Psuke would just say, Hashem which, by the way, we do say. Our slichas begin with a long, several pages of psukim. All those psukim that begin the slichas. We run through. Okay, but you look in the Machzavitri, that's those psukim are an important part of the slichas. So now we have the Gilmidas, we have the psukim, okay. Now we have the Rashi and Tainus, source 18. The Anenu, take a look at this. This is again in Tainus, but Rashi and Tainus, Yuddal Malal, Dino Masra of Yehud Omar, Masriyan Anenu, Bekol Rom, I would talk him, Anenu of Yom Anenu, Anenu of Kav Rom Anenu. I don't know, can you sound familiar? We say this in our Slichas too. I don't know, can you see it? Yaakov Anenu, Hakol Kavishom, Misho, Aslichas. Just like we say at the end of Slichas, and Rashi's talking about it already. So you see certain parts of the Slichas, yeah. So that's exactly what I'm getting at now. Yes, the average person, he thinks the main part of the Slichas is the Piyutim. It's not true. It's the Yud Gimel Milos for sure, but the Psukim at the beginning, the Anenu is at the end, that's also, unfortunately, that's the part of one that zips through. Yeah, the Mishana, that's like we saw earlier in the Mishnah Tainus, Adaf Tezvav, and that was in the Shmoneh Esrei of Tainus. Unfortunately, people, they pay.
Like the they know about.
Right, people are busy with that. That's but the beginning, that's true. No, but certainly the psukim, you know, I can't keep up with the psukim.
Yeah.
In
Sfad Shishu, people start to sleep at 10 o'clock.
That's a different problem. After Chatzos, yeah.
is the
Yeshua. Right, and that's what I said before. So that another time we'll give a shiur about that too.
Moshe has a whole tshuva
about the emergency, people with tatayin.
Yeah,
a different shava. Different shava. Another time we'll talk about that. But I want to point out a very interesting thing. So what is, right, that was right now, what's with the piyutim? So where did piyutim come from? And how did that become such a part of the slichas? I mean, you know, so the question is, the piyutim certainly evolved over the years.
Poets.
Yes, there are a lot of poets, but we need to understand it's not just Tamazai. It's right, it's not just Tamazai. First of all, I remember these. These are old, the white slichas that you have. This is already a new old one, but you have to flick back and forth. And now they have a nice. Here they have the old. I have this on because I've always liked to point out a very fascinating thing. It appears, I pass out if you want to see it, at the beginning, before Asher, before the Kaddish, has a disclaimer. I don't know if this edition prints. This is Kaminig. Litter, Eisen, Zabel. Okay. What's a disclaimer? What does that mean? So if I'm going to read you what it says, because it just shows you
about
the right, more or less. B'sefer hazeh nikbetzu atfilos v'atchinos shechubu edeh chachmei Yisrael. In this volume, you get the collection of slichos which were composed by Chachmei Yisrael. So it was not Stamazai poets, but Chachmei Yisrael. At the time of the end of the Me'ah Chavish, which he says is Me'ah Shminis L'Minyan Hagoyim, the end of the 800s, according to the secular calendar, ad until Me'ah Rishon L'Vashishu, which is Sof Me'ah Shosh L'Minyan Hagoyim, in other words, Mispar Hagoyim, at the end of the 1300s, fine. Yesh Me'ah says the following. If you look at these slichas, some of these slichas speak about the terrible suffering condition of the Jewish people. One of the slichas today, I think, was very dramatic about how, you know, how we're suffering and we're in pain and we go so long. So it says like this. We should know. Yesh Me'ah Shenitzkan Rakli Yisrael should be a man. These were written many years ago. This is written way back when they used to oppress the Jewish people. And it's done for us now. So we should remember. We used to be in days of old. So we can be thankful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed asher ga'ola miyad soreihem, that he redeemed us from those people. Not like we were living here in Litta under the Tsar. Here it's wonderful. It's great. Obviously they're afraid of the censor. Okay, and so the Jews had to say they didn't want someone, oh, you're complaining about how we treat you. So they make this disclaimer. Yeah, no, I think before. But they were afraid of the censor. So they said, oh, these are not talking about now we're happy, and now we love it here, and we're treated so well. You know, I mean, it's funny but sad at the same time. You know, they had to write this. And every one of the, if you look in the slichas, through the book, every time you come to one of these slichas, that has some complaint. There's an asterisk that says, see the first page. Go back to, just like we said on page one, don't worry, we're not talking about that now. It's sad but funny, you know. But my point is that these piyutim were composed over years, and, you know, you did have things added because of tsaras. So it's interesting, if this, Knesset similar, right? We'll see. I mean, take a look at 19, the Sefer Itim. Sefer Itim is a Yehuda al Bartzon, it was a time of the Rif. So we showed him, early we showed him, Nochmar. So, Sefer Itim, Kuf Ayin Gimel, 19. Why did they start with Piyutim? What's the matter with the Psukim? I mean, you have these beautiful, with due respect to the Paitanim, Davar HaMelech was a pretty good Piyut too. So, a Paitan also. So, we have Psukim from Tilim and Psukim from Tanakh. Why they, you know, what do you need extra things? The Shermas from Hakim is pretty good too. What do we need? So, the Sefer Itim says a fascinating thing. He says, Yan Shabutim El Shinag Olam, the Marino Chazulam Abbasa, I saw, I learned from my Rebbeim, Sha'amur Shaloniskan El Abishas Hashmad. They were written at a time of persecution. So there was a decree that the Jews weren't allowed to publicly learn or publicly daven, psukim, say things in Torah, and they would send inspectors to watch. So therefore they couldn't say psukim in public in this way of crying out. They would make piyutim based on psukim, based on ideas in psukim, so it would be indirect. So they wouldn't be saying the psukim because they were afraid of the persecution, the iser of Talmud Torah. Well, maybe they knew the Bible. I don't know. It's possible they knew things in Tanakh. Hebrew was not. The educated knew Hebrew. Uh-huh. Was that clergy people knew Hebrew? You know, people didn't know. They didn't know that much, right? It's not Tanakh. But it's not only that, but it's also, he says over here, the Itim writes, also halacha. There are some piyutim. Take a look. Yeah, Shabbos HaGadol. Yeah, take a look. The Shabbos HaGadol. Look in the Siddur. One of the piyutim, we don't say it in the shuls. Nowadays, shuls don't say piyutim as much as they once did. But I personally say this piyutim. I learned it up on the Shabbos HaGadol afternoon myself. It has a review. It's piyutim, the regular art school Siddur on the Shabbos HaGadol. Okay, they have piyutim for all the Arba Parshias. And also Shabbos HaGadol goes through all the dinim of Pesach. From Haggadah to Bdikas Chametz to Beer Chametz to the Seder, the Matzah Mar baking, Matzah the making the Mar, and it's all, and it's in poetic form, and it's attributed to one of the Balei Atosis, Yosef Tuvel. Comes from there, right? That little song that was incorporated in Haggadah. See the prayer. We learned the halachas of Pesach. Right. That's where it comes from. It's printed there. You take a look. Now, exactly. Now, it's written, but it's attributed to Yosef Tuvel. It was one of the Balei Atosis. Now, it doesn't mean we paskin like everything that he says. Certain things we don't. He has Machlo. Talked about it, but it's one of the Rishonim, so it was written in poetic form. So that's what the Itim says. Now, Lemaisa, we need to understand, so I don't want to belittle the Piyutim, is my point. The Piyutim written, as you said, Chachma Yisrael. As mentioned before, one of the great Paitanim, although not so much for Slichas, more for Kinnis, was but also Rav Elazar Kalir. Who was Rav Elazar Kalir? So it's interesting, take a look in Source 20, Tosas and Chagiga, on Daf Yud. He's talking about an issue. He talks about Gedushta Yosra Kalir. He was talking about a certain thing which Rabbi Elazar Kalir wrote, and they wanted to amend the text, which is not important for us now. What's important for us is what it says at the end in that Tosas. He says, you don't have to. Someone wanted to amend the text of the Piyut because it was against the Gemara. Tosas said, no, but it's like Yerushalmi. It follows Yerushalmi. And he writes, V'cheina, the fourth line towards the end, V'cheina darko, shebekama mekomos, ha-menich sheshitas ha-shash shalonu, k'nelecho shitas ha-shash Yerushalmi. Sometimes, well, as I clear, follow the Yerushalmi, shehu hayotana. He himself was a Tana. Tosus positive, but Elazar Kalir, the Python was a Tana. And not just any Tana. No, he was, says Tosus. He was Elazar, the son of Shimon Yochai. It was in a cave with the father, right? Shimon Yochai was in a cave. That's what Tosus claims. It's for the scholars and historians to analyze. It's true, it's not true. But Tosus says, he, Rabbi Elazar Kalir, was Elazar Shimon. Tosus says so. Yes, that's who it was.
No, but the Kinos are a lot later.
No, so that depends. I'm not saying it's correct. I kind of was out of the expert in history. But certainly Shonen.
The Rav said the Krov of Tisha B'Av
started.
How he is Krov of Tisha B'Av. In one of the Piyutim, it says, the Kinos, it says around 1,000 years from the Churban.
Right, that's the problem. Yeah.
The Rav says he doesn't understand how to do it.
Right, that's the kasha, because there's some things in the Kinnis that appear to be written later. But the other Tosas and Shonen point out, you don't have Krovas for the second day of Rosh Hashanah.
Right.
And Masha, he lived in the time of Kiddush Al-Piyari. Yeah. That's what I want to bring it right. That's but right. That's what Tosas says here. Yeah. That's his Tosas. The Rosh says it too. The Rosh on the next page, I have it here, the Rosh also. The Rosh.
What reason you have a second day?
No, but he lived there as he saw him. He didn't have a second day. All right, anyway. All right. Anyway, take a look at the Rosh. Parakei, Simon Chof Aleph of Brochas. The Rosh also says, again, on a different topic, but he also quotes the Krovitz, they call it Krovitz, that's what they said in Shacharis and so on. He also says he was a Tana. Now, it's not a random idea. It didn't originate with the Rishonim, because there is a Medrash. He said it was a Tana Rishon of Elazar of Shimon. Take a look in the Source 22, by Yikra Rabba, Parshas Emma. They don't know. There's some say it was where he came from. I'm unclear. They have a little clear and they have different Ramazan. So take a look at Vayikra Rabba, Parsha Lamed, Siman Aleph, Source 22. Very interesting. Because where did they get that it's of Elazar of Shimon? So it's not Stamina Velt. And they rush quotes this. They said because the Medrash says, Kadamach of Elazar of Shimon, when Elazar of Shimon died, Hayadore Koral of his generation said about him, as the Hesped, when he died, when his eulogy, quoted a Pasuk Mizos Olam in the Midbar Pasuk in Shereshim, says, Mikol Avkas Rochel, Mal Mikol Avkas Rochel, Ela Dahava Karye V'Tanai U'Paiton V'Darshan. Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon was a Kai Nukroi, Nupsukim, and Mishnah U'Paiton. Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon was identified as a Paiton. Same thing in Shereshim Rabbah, Parsha Gimel Siman Zion, also the same thing. There he was called a Krivoi, wrote Krovis. So you see, according to these Midrashim, Rabbi Elazar doesn't mean that he was Rabbi Elazar Kalir, but apparently Rabbi Elazar Shimon was, according to these Midrashim, known for being a python. So Tosfos put two and two together, the Rosh put two and two together, and they posit that he was a Tana. Now, you don't have to say he was a Tana, but even if he wasn't a Tana, the fact is he was early and he was accepted as authoritative by all the Rishonim. So just give you a couple of examples here. Rashi, in Parshas Vayetze, the Pasuk says in Source 24, famous Pasuk, again it connects to Rosh Hashanah Taka, Vayetze Paraklamet Pasuk Chav Beis, Vayetze Lakim Es Rachel, Vayishmael Elokim Vayiftach Es Rachma, right? Hakadosh Baruch Hu remembered Rachel, she was one of those who was Nifkadah on Rosh Hashanah tradition. That's how I mentioned it. You take a look in Rashi there, Rashi mentioned something that she was afraid she'd go to Esav, a home Esav, that since she'd have children, so Yaakov would throw her out, she ended up marrying Esav. And Behu Sheyasar HaPayet, Krovet Rosh Hashanah Shachris, he quotes, Rashi quotes from the Pirat of Shachris Rosh Hashanah, written by Rabbi Elazar Kalir. So Rashi in his Parish on Chumash brings a Raya from a Pirat. So you see that he held it.
He brings an embellishment.
Everybody enhances his shot. My point is, he clearly saw it as authoritative. So these people who wrote the Pirutim were not nobodies. Rashi, Stam poets. At least Rabbi Elazar Kalir. We'll see others too in a moment. Same thing, it's not the only, and it's not one lone place Rashi does it. In Divrei Yom Beis.
That if Rashi didn't know it was exactly.
But certainly it's earlier than Rashi.
It was much
right,
earlier,
and but the point is much earlier, and to the point that
not so earlier, he would know exactly quoted. Who he was.
Exactly, and he's much earlier than Rashi. And but the point is, it's authoritative. Yeah. So these piyutim, we shouldn't belittle whether the Sefer Itim is right that it was written to hide the psukim. I don't know. Historians again can debate that. Okay, whether he was a Tana or not, but certainly he was a Tana. Let's take a look at
here.
They do. Yeah.
Well, it doesn't mean the Bluesman Shim was a partner, it's not a Raya.
No, it's not a Raya.
In the second thing,
because
of Chodesh, because he made payutim only for Yom Echad.
There's not ironclad riots for sure. And we'll see in a second. Someone else wrote it. Anachanam.
Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon was a
Pike. That's the Medjush of Yikarabba. And it's Shirkim Rabba. But it doesn't mean he was a Rabbi Kalir. But whatever, I'm not here to argue again. That's the historians and the scholars can debate that. Okay, but he was early. Yes. And again, let's take a look at the next Rashi. Dibre Yom Beis. Again, Perakov Beis, Pasigan Allah. The issue is not important to us. But again, Rashi there says also, Behu Sheyasar HaKalir Zichronos appeared from Hashem. Davening. Again, Rashi brings the Raya. Tosus in Rosh Hashanah Chav Zayin Ragazon. Tosus in Rosh Hashanah Chav Zayin Ragazon. Source number 28. Tosus in Rosh Hashanah writes, and he talks about the end, Mashiyos Rolazah Kalir, B'Geshem D'Shmini Atzeres. He talks about the piyut of Geshem and Shmini Atzeres. Tosus talks about Rolazah, B'Geshem D'Shmini Atzeres. Okay? The argument that Tosus is based on the two different opinions whether the world was created on Tishrei or in Nisan. Anyway, so Tosus also brings the more stuff to talk about. Sorry, I missed it. But we'll see in a minute.
Ibn Ezra. Because you're holding
middle age. Yeah. As I got to say, a couple other things. So Tosus also quotes it. So what I'm trying to point out is that Rashi and Tosus and all these Rishonim consider the Elazar Kalir and others to be authoritative. That's really the point I wanted to bring out. It's interesting, the true of the Rashba, Chelek Alasim and Tov Samech Tes, he was asked by a community about changing Minhagim and what they say. He said, do not change. He says, you're not allowed to do that. I'm not allowed to change it. We have the Minig, we keep. And he writes, HaKalil Omer Lov Shura Elazar Ben Aruch. It's a different Rebbe. Elazar Aruch was a different Tana. He's a different Rebbe Elazar. Not Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, Rebbe Elazar. As they state in Rosh Bo, in his Shuvah. Okay, so again, we've made it clear that that these Paitanim were significant people. And it's not just, and very early, not just Rebbe Elazar Kalir. It's not just about the Kalir. I printed here in source 30, the Shibel Aleket, again, Arishon.
Do we know how our Putin are?
Some we know, some we know, some we don't. Some we know, some we don't. You look again, the Mate, what is not Mate Fred, no, the Mate Levi, the Putin, yeah. Explains
not
Sidur Mazur. Yes, explains who wrote him. And art school is a print from the bottom, who wrote it. Art school is the current art school, whatever we know. Sometimes they write it's unknown, but a lot of times they know. And so look at this Shmuel Eket. So it's not just what is our Kalir. He says, this is Inyan Tfilas in Chofcha, source 30. The Gam Yeshlon Limon Min HaPaitanim HaRishonim Shehacham Gedolim. He mentions other people. Rabbi Yanai, Shehayom Min HaChacham HaRishonim Upiya Krovos L'chol Seder V'Seder Shokal HaShona. He wrote Krovos for every Shabbos. The Gam Rabbi Zibel HaKalir Min HaChacham HaRishonim Upiya Krovos L'chol HaRegolim. Okay, the Gam Rabbeinu Kronimus Zatzal Shachachum Gadol Hayo Pir Kovas Achal Regalim the Hiskibam Agada Inyanim Harbe Reb Meshulam Beno Reb Meshulam Kronimus. Also, these are famous Paitanim Yodano Shachachum Gadol Hayo Pir Kovas Achal Kippur for Yom Kippur, right? And others, and he writes later on. He says Shamatim Abba Mari Shachamar Sosha Kishapid Reb Elezer when he wrote Reb Zakalir wrote a certain piyut. It says here Liata Eish Tavivov fire erupted around him. You know, almost like a almost like a Ruach HaKodesh. You know, the Machlevich brings it also to Simon Shinchov. Hey, yeah, similar to the Gemara says, right, when he learned. It says, Kishapiet, Rabbeleza Kalir, Vachasha, Hanam, Rabbosa, Kise, the Yar Haye, he was out in the forest someplace, the Liata, Esu Rosa, a fire spread. See, you see, yeah, that's some kind of tradition. What I'm saying is, these were Choshe the people, these were not Stam. So therefore, we shouldn't belittle the Piyutim at all. And,
Yeah,
that's later, time. Right? That's all the later kids. Sure, right. Some of them are later, right? Sure, sure, sure. Yeah, yeah. Now, just a couple other things that will be very fascinating that I really wanted to get to. All the interesting interruptions tonight. But anyway, we take a look in the source 32, the Birkei Yosef, which is in the Birkei Yosef in the Chidor. The Chidor writes, and I realize I forgot to bring the Sefer Kavayosha, Perek Bezayin, but, alright, he speaks about... No, Kavayosha is something else. Sefer Yosha is a Minotah. Kavayosha is a more modern work, more like a Machshova and Musa. But he always, we'll read the Birkei Yosef first. He also quotes, he says, it's important, Ani Omer, he says, about these piyutim, because the Davar Shem Sof sometimes, how many piyutim are you going to say? So you look on the second line of the Birkei Yosef, it's an Orach Chaim, Siman Samaches, Sivkot and Beis. Ani Omer, the Mishu Be'ir Shepiyutim Shalom Rishonim Tanim Amorim, if you're in a city where the minig is to say the early piyutim from Rishonim, from Tanim Amorim, Kagon, piyutim Rav Zakalir, like Rav Zakalir, I guess he also assumed like Tosus, that in the Rosh was a Rishon, Al Yifreshu in Atzibur. Don't veer from the Tzibur, you've got to say it. Okay? And, however, Achim HaPiyutim Heim Mishorim Shu Achar HaGaonim, but Piyutim from later on, later times, after the Gaonim, Al HaRov Einam Mechuyovim Al Derech HaSod. They're not really written properly. They're not, you know, not reliable. Okay, and therefore you should stay away from it. It's interesting. That's a little bit of Chidor, right? I'm saying the time later than, well after the Gaonim, I don't know. But he says you have to be careful. Okay, now, but there's something else as well. And that's, I said, it's in the Kavayosha and Perek Pei Zayin, which I mentioned, but I have it in the Sefer Chassidim. I know, so that's the problem. We'll get to it in a second. Yeah, I know. Well, unless you're down slowly. Then even then. Okay, I know. Take a look at the Sefer Chassidim, some racial involved. It's very tough. And look what the Sefer Chassidim says. He says, with all respect to the Piyutim, the fact of the matter is, he said, that sometimes you have people, they are careful with the Piyutim Taka, right? He says, let's remember, the Psukim come from Tanach, Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim. And the Slichas were instituted by Chachamim, perhaps even Nevi'im, fine. But he says, he quotes a certain person who saw someone saying Tefillahs, HaPsukim HaYom Marim. He rushed to the Psukim, but the Piyutim he said slowly. So he said, wait a minute, that's not right. He goes, you have to say this slowly also.
The Slichas, yeah. You mean the Nishanas and stuff?
I think that you also have to say slowly. And those are less.
Part.
I know, that's my point. And most people make, I'm trying to do two things. I'm trying to explain that the Piyutim are significant, but in some ways are more important. Okay, the Magen Avraham writes, and that same Siman Aruchan is before us in Samech Ches, the Magen Avraham writes, it's the introduction to the Siman, it's also Chodin. So the Arizal, lo hayomer piyutim pizmonim, the Arizal did not say piyutim pizmonim, elamashe yosto rishonu kagona kaliri, unless he felt it was written by someone like Elizakalish, and niskan al derech ames, they're truthful, and they're, you know, omnom hamin hagim shenogim bishar shetvila in l'shanah mekomo, you shouldn't veer away from your minagamokom, and the Machzah Shekel there says, he quotes that same Sefer Chassidim, he refers to that same Arizal, and he says, at the end of the day, he says, Im kein hu hadin b'psukim shekodem haslichos yeshloma ha'psukim benachas. Say the psukim slowly, and he adds three words. Delo k'minik ha'olam. Not like the minik ha'olam, the Matzah Shekel. If you run through all the psukim, which is true. I mean, he just, you know, it was true in the days of Matzah Shekel. It's true today. Everybody zips through the psukim. Okay. Yeah, after the Magen Avraham, so I guess in the 1700s, you know. So the last couple hundred years, anyway, this has been the case. So we're kind of trying to strike a balance, okay, between the psukim and the... But having said all of this, it's important, it's a fascinating, I'm sorry, the only person that leaves and hear this, there's a fascinating Ibn Ezra who says he disagrees with this entire thing about the piyutim. Take a look at 37. The Ibn Ezra is in Kohelet.
He's going to get us out of
Kohelet. Well, yes, if you want to follow. The Pasuk in Kohelet, Perek Hay, Pasuk Aleph. Al Tzaval Apichel Libcha Al Yamar Lahotzi Dov L'Fnei Elokim. Don't be so fast to pour things out in front of God. Kelokim b'shamayim, because God is in heaven. V'atah al ha'aretz, you are here on earth. Al kein yud v'recham atim. Therefore, your words should be as little as possible. So first he explains the pasuk, and now he uses that, Ibn Ezra does, as the opportunity to really go to town on piyutim and just destroy him. He says, Amar Avram, that's his name is Avram, listen to this, Amar Avram Achaber, he didn't know how to live. Once I started talking about this subject, I want to go a little further. He says, Al-Kain, Osir she'yispalel Adam, v'yachnes pisoch tfiloso piyutim, lo yoda ikar perusham, because you don't know what you're saying. You don't know what they even mean. How are you saying in davening, and he may be talking about within the Shemana Esrei, but even outside, how are you saying, do you know what they mean? I don't know what they mean. Half the slichas are written with these intricate patterns and unusual words. They're not regular, normal Hebrew that we're used to. It's not biblical Hebrew. It's poetic Hebrew. And sometimes just you open up the random slichas, it's hard to find four words in a row that you know what they mean. Now, you want to look in English, it's good. But I mean, and you should. But I'm just saying, I do also. I dabble with an English slichas myself when I can, because I don't know what the words, all those words mean. And even I know the words, but they're out of order. It's like, you know,
Ibn Ezra writes,
and he says, and don't rely, you can look my answer, okay, so I don't know what they mean, but, you know, these big people wrote them, they must have known what they meant. Right? I mean, because I may not know what they mean, I make them, but I remember, it was not clear, and all these other people that, you know, fires came out when they were writing, and they were all Tamil Chacham, and great Tzadikim, you know, I mean, so they knew what they were talking about. So says Ibn Ezra, don't give me that. Alo Yismoch Alam Chaber, don't rely on the author, Birtzon Arishon, Ki Ein Adam Ashol Yechta. First of all, maybe made a mistake. Oh, Hamatikim Chatu, maybe the people copied it over, it was not, you know, remember, there's no printing in those days, it was hand copied, maybe there were mistakes. I personally have with regard to the piyutim of Ezekiel. He says Menuchos HaKavod, he speaks in respectfully, but he says, I've got Arba Dvarim Kasha, four major problems with the piyutim written by even of Ezekiel. So he says, Hador Echad, Ki Rube Piyutim Chidos Umshalim. So many of them, let's remember, Ibn Ezra himself was a grammarian. He knew dictum and grammar. He says, so many of these piyutim, says Ibn Ezra about Ibn Ezra Kalir, they're like riddles and parables, and you know, he says, Lama lo nilba mishlomo, shalaya chacham achro kamo, vini tfilosu shispalo mudas, v'chol yodei Allah shen kodesh, yavin osa, v'einan achidos mishalim. You know, we have a tfilah from Shlomo HaMelech in Tanakh, when he built the Beis HaMikdash. Anyone knows Hebrew can follow it. It's simple. It's not involved and intricate. He says, why? What are we smarter than Shlomo HaMelech? Shlomo HaMelech was the wisest man ever lived, says Ibn Ezra. So we have to outsmart him. He said a tefillah. It's pasuk. It's understandable. The average person can read it and know what's going on if you know a little bit of Hebrew. Right? What do we have to make with all these riddles and hidden meanings and deep, you know, again, I saw in one of the slichos this morning. The Mate Levi, it's an important commentary on the article quoted. The Mate Levi said, says that he gave up on this one. He couldn't figure out the meaning. He said, it's so complicated and so many must be mystical concepts and hidden ideas. And the article of I think the one this morning, Slichas, Yom Ravi, he says, the author of the Mate Levi gave up. I can't figure this one out. So says the Ibn Ezra, excuse me, what are we doing here? Trying to trick people? I mean, Shlomo HaMelech was a pretty bright guy. He made a simple. And he says same thing. We have other tefillos in Tanakh, and they're understandable. So what do we have to, you know, go through all these unusual words and stuff? So he doesn't like this. That's Taina number one. Taina number two. Ibn Ezra didn't care. Ibn Ezra didn't care. He like, you know, he had broad shoulders. He took people on. But Dover Hasheni, he says second thing. Shapiyutav nu Rabin Meloshin Talmud. His tefillos, the piyutim are not in Hebrew. There's a lot of Aramaic thrown in there. He said, we don't do that. He mixes up biblical Hebrew with rabbinic Hebrew. They're not always the same. We've had that before. You know, sometimes in English too, words, meaning of words change over centuries. Hebrew also. So, and you can't just mix them up. And, you know, I mean, if you were to read Chaucer's English today, read the Canterbury Tales today in original English, you wouldn't know a guy on the street, he wouldn't understand it, right? I mean, even Shakespearean English, which is later, but even so, it's not on this. He said it mixes us up, and what do we have to bring in foreign languages into our tefillahs for? He complains that Nehemiah talked about it and so on, so that's his second time. Udvar HaShlishi, my third time, Udvar HaShlishi. Afilu HaMilu Shem B'Loshon HaKodesh. Even the words that are in Hebrew, Yesh Bahem Tayos Gedolos, there are many grammatical errors. He said they don't follow the rules of grammar properly. Okay? And he gives examples. Okay? And examples like he mixes up Lashon Zohar and Lashon Nekeva. You know? I'm just telling you, there's even as a Taina. Now he says, I know it's true. Okay, I know it's true that Yesh Omer Ein Meshivin Asariyach Harmoso. Right, you can't ask Kashas against a great person; he's not around to answer. See, there we are. Because he's not here, and even as he's leveling these very harsh criticisms, but he says, nevertheless, our great Chacham said it. Sometimes Daniel made a mistake, and this one made a mistake. It's okay to say people made a mistake. I'm trying to be sincere. Anyway, and the fourth thing he says, his fourth kind of is a double review. Shakol piyutav meleim midrashas v'agados. It's all full of medrash and agadic material. The Chacham ain't mikri yodim yotzim v'depshuto. Don't quote a pasuk. Make it a pasuk. It's a simple meaning. Use the simple meaning of text, not these midrashic meanings and so on. In Cain, ain royal is. That was secrets. Oh, derech moshel. She'ein halacha k'mos is not halacha. The low double bar right is a confusion. And he says, "V'luchalavar echad mini elef." I can't even tell you one out of 1,000 mistakes that the Paitanim made. Tov be'einai shelo yispalo adam b'hem kim tefila hakvua. Wow. I mean, Ibn Ezra, mamish, I mean, it's a classic Ibn Ezra. Kohelet Parakei Pasagal. He really goes to town. I'll just mention to you the Radak. The Radak, a little bit. He doesn't speak in such harsh terms, but the Radak in his Sefer HaSharoshim, a diktuk work, which explains the Hebrew roots of Hebrew words. So the error of the entry is Atar Ayin Tof Reish, which means the Daven. Vayetar Yitzchak Lenochav and Vayetar Lasaros. He says in the end, he says he also objects the people using the word Atira for Tefillah in other cases. Anyway, he says, Shalom Neitim Derech Lashon Apostle Mikol Kemo. We should never leave the simple meaning of Psukim. Kemo Shasuk Tzas B'Amenu Amenu Hanigroim B'Shem Piyutim. Like some people did when they wrote the Piyutim. Bekrovos Asher Chibru Vu Chayt Gadol. Okay, Alein when we spalo behem Mazker Avonu Mechadesh Avon La'atzmo. You say these Piyutim, you're recalling the sin of the guy who wrote it, and you're sinning yourself. Hamokum Yatzileinu B'Michshol Haloshan. Because Baruch Hu should save us from making mistakes in Lashon Kodesh and so on. We shouldn't make these errors and so on. So he doesn't say it. I mean, it's pretty strong. He doesn't quite punch it out the way Ibn Ezra did. Well, let me tell you, this created a bit of a ruckus. This Ibn Ezra. So I have here. With me, Michtaveir Rekiv Eger. Okay? Rekiv Eger was in the Rekiv Eger, now, of course, is actually 1800s. So centuries later, in Michtav Gimel of this collected letters of Rekiv Eger, The chain he's talking also about not changing minhagim. The chain bepiutim ein l'shanos hanusach shenos to miktosha elyon. Don't change the nusach that was originated by the holy people. Af sheharav ibn Ezra bekoheles bepasuk equals different pasuk log upar piva la kalir. He mocked and he opened his mouth against the kalir. Kodam im kol munach, his honor is in its right place, says Rekiv Eger. But ubazel also shaloka hogan. What he wrote here is wrong. He did, acted improperly here. Lifgoa b'chor ha-kodosh hazeh, to attack this kodosh ha-kodosh ha-kalir. She'idu lo b'tos z'chagiga v'arosh, and someone mentioned, she'atana. You're attacking Atana? Who are you? Ibn Ezra, you're attacking Atana? Okay? Or the Rashba says, it was always of a Shimon, it was always of a Rosh, everything we said before. Okay? And he says, Ugdole Rabosein Rashi v'tosu, some could be Ramalov, our great Rabosein, and that's the Makaris I quoted before, those Rashis and Tosas that I didn't know offhand, the Kivegar did though. So he quoted the Rashi, that's what I found here, he quotes the Rashi in Bayetze, and the Divayomim, and the Tosas over there in Chagiga, and in Rosh Hashanah Chazayin, and he says at the end, V'Hashem HaTov, Yislach L'Harav Ibn Ezra, Al Gadol Shigagoso Bazeh. May the good, the righteous God, forgive Ibn Ezra for his great error here. So you see that, you know, not everybody accepted, and the Minhag Kli Yisrael hasn't accepted Ibn Ezra. But what about his arguments? I mean, he makes some good points. Okay, so what's going on? You want to say that, you know, Rabbi Elazar Kalir was great, that this one was great, that one was great. Okay, I'm okay with that. But what about it? Ibn Ezra makes some good points. So I just, we'll wrap up. We'll take a look at 38, the Shaar Ephraim, his tshuva, Sinan Yud Gimel. He says on purpose. He says an interesting. Again, I don't know if Star is right. He says the reason why Lazat Tam Lo Rotsu Hatanaim VaHagonim Asher Yostol Piyutim Lichto B'Loshen Shemavinim Hakol. They Dafka didn't want to write in language everybody could understand. Why? Because they didn't want that the Goyim should come and use these Piyutim for their services. They're very beautiful, many of them, and we already know they use the Psalms and they use other things. So they didn't want. It's a fascinating thing. I remember. I'll go over a second. I remember Rabbi Wein. I once heard a tape from Rabbi Wein. He was a rabbi one time in Florida, in Miami Beach. So they had built a new shul there, a very brand new, beautiful shul. And apparently the nuns of the local convent called up. They wanted to see what a synagogue looked like. And they asked if they could come. And he let them come. And obviously not during davening, but he showed them the tour of the synagogue. And they asked a question, you know, in the book of Psalms, they said, you don't believe in the concept of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, like we do. I said, no, we don't believe that. So how do you explain the book of Psalms in your Bible, isn't it? So he said, yes. So he said, well, how come in the book of Psalms, at the end of every chapter of the book of Psalms, it says, in the name of the Father, the Son. So one, I said, well, it didn't say that in the original. the original doesn't say, he showed them our book of Tillim, that the original didn't have that phrase in there. You know, so says the Shaar Ephraim was the grandfather of Chacham Tzvi. Anyway, he said, Okay, so he compares it to the people who knew the recipe for the Torah but didn't want to share it with others, you know, because they didn't want to get it in the wrong hands. So that's what it says. That's why. So that's an interesting point. The Maharal Prague, we'll wrap up, has, it's not on the computer, but in the Sefer Nesivos Olam, Nesivah Avoda Perik Yud Beis, he quotes the same Ibn Ezra, Al-Alashon Kala Paitanim Kara Tagar Avavad Ezra, right? And so on and so forth. Ani Omer, Kilo Choshu Chazal Dictuk Aloshon Kmoze, Kibivada Miku Kmoshin Kmoshin Kabavada Aloshon Zer, Shoshin Kodesh, Ain Lotin Dictuk Zonapilu Trachas. He says, in effect, I won't read the whole thing now because it's late, in effect, it's what we call in English poetic license. In English poetry also, you don't follow the same sentence structure as in prose. There's such a thing called poetic license. You bend the word a little bit, use it a little different meaning. So in fact, that's what the Maharal Prague is saying over here. He says it's called Lashon Tzachos. It's linguistic tricks, so to speak. So let's not get so excited. They're just so angry that they're not following the column of Dictum. Yeah, you're right, it's poetic license. Poetry is a different set of rules than prose. And that's basically what he argued. Huh? That's his argument. And finally, the Aruch HaShulchan in Siman Samech Chesor HaChaim Sif Beis speaks highly of the piyutim, you know, that it was kalir and so on, and he wrote Ab Tvil Shal Kalir Baruch Hashanim Kippur Tal Geshem, you know, all these piyutim that we do say, even some we still say today, okay, He said most of them actually are not that hard to understand. All right, and he writes that in Siv Beis and Siv Gimel. He quotes the Ari that didn't say it, but he says nonetheless we have to keep our minhagim and chas v'shalom that we should make a pirut in Klal Yisrael. And some people would say not. Now you're going to argue against the pirutim. So Lemaisa, the Ibn Ezra's Haaretz was not been accepted over the centuries in Klal Yisrael. You know, the Maharal had a teretz, the Shahar Fayyim had a teretz, and the Rabbi Akiva Eiger criticizes someone. Rav HaShulchan does as well. His one thing about not understanding it, it's true. Okay, so therefore, that's maybe why the Maharil, but this will finish, the Maharil in the Minhagim Rosh Hashanah, Minhagim Melchus Rosh Hashanah, the Maharil writes a simple suggestion. V'chol, source 40, V'chol Adam, Yachzor Vil Yimod HaTfil V'Akrolitz Mikodem. You want to know what it means? Spend some time before Yantiv or before Slichas, study it, and then you know what it means. That's great, you know, we have the time. But that's what the Maharil suggested. Everyone should learn it before. So you come to Davar Rosh Hashanah, you know, I went over it, I knew it. The night before, he said, open the Masa, sit and study it, and then become familiar with it, look at the meaning. Or today he would say, look in English, so that when you come to tomorrow, you'll talk to be ready. So stay there, teach it to the children, and the house, and a lesson the night before, in davening. We are reached in the Seder Malchus, Zechonis, and Shofers. Go over Malchus, Zechonis, and Shofers with them, so they understand it. Okay, so they won't have to start fumfering around in the middle of davening. And the Taz says it also, Simon Kuf of Arachayim, Sivkot Malach, Mikol Mokom, Nireh, the Betvila Tzarv Lahavin, the Perish Adorim, the Prat Bepiyutim, right, it's difficult to understand, Shechomer Perushim, it's difficult to understand, Im Lobin Asinas, Deir Rabbalim, Vadai Tzarv Lahas Tzitzchila, to set it up in advance. Okay, and you know, is that partially said? That's the obvious thing. So, you want to get the best of both worlds, you can obviate even as this problem about not understanding it by studying in advance. Okay, I don't know if all of us have that much time, you know, but maybe it is a worthwhile activity. But the one thing I want to say is, if you're saying piyutim on as important as they are, I think we documented their importance, who wrote them and all these things, but if you're saying piyutim and you fall behind and they come to a part of the davening, like the Yigil Midos, so skip the rest of the piyut. It's okay to skip the piyut. The Yigil Midos remains more important. And the other thing we learned tonight is the psukim at the beginning, try and say a little, sometimes I mean it's so fast, I got into the habit of coming a little bit early and starting the psukim part. Starting the psukim, well, it's not bad. The psukim, but it depends on Dom's down, but over now, the one fellow Dom's all the time, so he's not, but I would say the psukim slowly before they started the tashrei, and so I'd be ahead of the game a little bit, so then by the time they got Rosh Hashanah, I was also by Rosh Hashanah. I know it's hard, but Lamaisa, again, piyutim do play a major role, not only in the slichas, you know, although that's what they're primarily known for, but I'm Rosh Hashanah, Kippur davening also. Again, I think that you don't give it a rest. You have some piyutim, and some are more known than others. I mean, when they're sinking, that's an old question. They're going to help, I guess, to get people into it. But again, some of the words are difficult, but I know that in Yom Kippur, in my show, we skip them. I try to say the ones that are more easily understood. Same thing with the slichas. You know, that we have in the book.
How do you pick them?
I picked the ones that I think are easy to understand. Although there it's in English, someone random. Yeah, I mix up year to year a little bit, you know. But anyway, I'd like to take the opportunity to wish everyone a success in the Tovah, and we should say all our davening with as much kavanah as we can, as much understanding as we can. Okay.